Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time for New Beginnings.
Speak the Word.
Saints, in Isaiah 40, verse 31 in New Living Bible, it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. If you trust Him, He says, you will find new strength. He says, and they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk, He says, and not faint. You know, we all come short of a lot of things that the Lord has promised us. And a lot of the things that God has promised, the Bible promises us. And we have so much power and authority living on the inside of us. We just have to walk in it. It's already ours. All we have to do is believe it and walk in it. He says in His Word that His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And that's sharp. He said, for the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. He says it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purpose of the heart. Hallelujah. He mentions the sword also in Ephesians 6:17. He says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Amplified Bible says, wield the sword of the Spirit. Believe it or not, Satan, the only thing that he's fearful of is this, your tongue. He's fearful of your tongue. He's fearful when you're praising the Lord, and he's fearful when you're speaking God's word, because that's the only thing that will defeat him. That's the only thing that will keep him away from you and off of you is the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, I want you to think about that. Just get a vision of just how sharp your words are. You know, when I was going through different sicknesses in my body, I prayed over my head. I prayed over the allergies, over the depression, and yet my head still hurt. How many of you can relate to that? You know, you take stuff and you still don't feel good. It still hurts. And the devil would say, it sure doesn't look like you're healed. But, you know, we can't believe him because, like I said, he's a liar. You know, saints, he will steal your healing if you will let him. But I knew that I was healed. I knew that when I prayed that God healed me, so I just kept speaking God's word over it. Every day I would say words like, God's word works and it's working. Thank you, Lord. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I think. I'm only moved by what is written and the word of God. And he said, by his stripes I am healed. You know, in Psalms 8, verse 6 in the English version, it says, you have given him dominion, talking about God has given us, given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And I think that includes our bodies too. You know, recently, I've been having some difficulty for quite some time with sleeping. And so I've had to take some sleep aids. And David too. But a couple of weeks or so ago, maybe a little longer, the Lord impressed upon me, I don't have to do that either. I mean, I can speak the word, you know, I'm speaking the word over my body every day, you know, just speak to that. And so even if I take a medication, I take it, mix it with my faith, and I confess that I'm healed in that area. I'm healed, and therefore I don't even need the medication, even though I'm taking it. And you say, well, Pastor Joe, that don't make any sense. Well, it does, because you're confessing the word in spite of what's going on, and I know that it works. I began to say, Lord, I thank you that I am your beloved, and you give your beloved sweet sleep. And I believe I've been healed from the spirit of insomnia. So therefore, I don't have to take meds to sleep because I am my Father's beloved, and my Father gives me sweet sleep. And when I lay down to rest, I sleep peacefully and in safety in Jesus' name. And so I tell you, it works. Dave and I are sleeping. We are oversleeping. As a matter of fact, some mornings we didn't get up to 9:30. And then didn't want to get up then, you know. So I don't know what to do to undo. But we did make a decision that when the work days came, we're going to have to make an effort. So we've been making an effort now. We've got it by 8. So we got to get on them back down another hour or so. God is so awesome. You know, the word is so awesome. It just works with anything. We just have to be consistent. And when I lay down at night, before I go to bed, I'm consistent. Like, I say that, and then I have David repeat after me. And I turned on, I said, repeat this after me. And so he repeats it after me, and then he goes to sleep. You know, I don't know if he can remember it all, so he repeats it after me every night. So it doesn't matter as long as you're speaking the word. You know? Praise God. What am I doing here, saints? I'm choosing to speak his word. I'm choosing to speak life. There is another thing you need to get a revelation about here tonight. We are not supposed to ask. We are to demand in the name of Jesus. We are to demand that spirit of evil or that spirit of infirmity or that spirit of fear or whatever it is that the enemy has put on us. We are to demand it to come off in the name of Jesus. So when we speak his word, he is performing it. God says he's performing it. He says, if you're speaking words of healing, then his words are bringing healing. It's like I said, if I was speaking about sleep, he was bringing what I'm asking for and what I'm confessing. Jeremiah 1:12, God said, I am alert and active, watching over my word, he says, to perform it. In Psalms 103, he says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels. How many angels? He said, armies. Armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Let all that I am, he said, praise the Lord. Think about that. Every time you speak of God's word, the angels are there to carry it out. And so is God, according to Jeremiah 1:12. So regardless of what it looks like in the natural, God's word is working. And I believe that is where most Christians run into trouble and where the devil attacks their minds, saints. Because we can't see anything happening, we don't think God heard us. I've been guilty of that too. You know, there will be times when you will see something immediately. However, I find that sometimes it may take a while. How many times have you planted a seed and seen it come up the next day? You know, I think about it when Jesus cursed the fig tree. There was no evidence, was there, until the next day? Because the evidence was under the ground. You know, it was working. But it was cursed, it was dead, the moment that Jesus spoke to it. But it wasn't until the next day that his disciples noticed that it was dead. They said, look, Master, the tree that you spoke to yesterday is dead. And then that's when Jesus said, have faith in God. Isn't that what he said? Have faith in God. In other words, he said, have faith in your words. Have faith in what you speak. Praise the Lord. This is where your faith comes in. We can't see anything, but by faith, we believe his word is working. Even though we can't see it, we believe his word is working. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, it says, the righteous live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. As a matter of fact, walking by sight is going to cause you to fall. It's going to be just kind of like Peter did when he took his eyes off of the Lord. He sank. And that's what's going to happen to us too, if we take our eyes off the Lord. God showed me in Job 15:6, he said, how it was us condemning ourselves with our mouths and not him. He said, yes, he said, your own mouth condemns you and not I. Yes, your lips testify against you. In Proverbs 6:2, He told me how we're snared by their words. He said that we're trapped by the words coming out of our own mouths. How we can keep sickness on our bodies. He told me how we can keep sickness on our bodies with our words, and how we can stay broken in light because of our mouths. Brothers and sisters, I began to get a revelation of this truth. At the time I was born again, I only knew a couple of scriptures, mostly John 3:16. I had been going to church for years and years, but I never read the Bible or even listened to much of the Word, which goes to show you can be in church every week and sit on the front pew and still not be familiar with the Word of God. You can even be a tongue talker and still not have a relationship with our Lord. Going to church alone will not guarantee you a relationship with the Lord, but getting into His Word and becoming a doer of it will, according to James 1:22. Are you hearing me? This should be a year of new beginnings for all of you. It should be a year of getting into the Word and becoming a doer of it. It should be a year of great harvest. It should be a year of deliverance and breakthroughs. Let this be a year of speaking His Word and praising Him, giving Him all the glory, saints. I began to read about how powerful His Word is. I began to speak His Word over everything. I spoke to sickness, pain, debts, you name it. I spoke to it, and I still do. Saints, we can take God's Word and apply it to any situation in our life. It doesn't matter what it is. God has a word for it. If you're sick in your body, He has a word, according to 1 Peter 2:24. If you need a job, He has a word for you. If you need a promotion, He has it. He tells you in Psalm 75:6. That He is the one that promotes. He's the one that lifts up one and puts down another. So He's the one that really that gives us the promotions and not man. Remember, we sow with the words of our mouths. God is not lacking in words for us, and He's not keeping anything from us. We don't always go to Him with our problems. I know that. I don't always either. We don't always give the Lord the opportunity to help us. As a matter of fact, most of us try to do it ourselves first. Kind of like a small kid trying to put his clothes on or tie his shoes. After a few attempts, and when all else fails, we seek Him. We seek the hand of the Lord. It should be the other way around. It should be Him first. It should always be Him first. In Luke 12:31, it says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and He will give you anything that you need." He says, "So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." Hallelujah. I know that I've shared this testimony before, but I'd like to share it again. I'm sure there are new listeners that have not heard it. I remember 20 years ago, when my husband passed away, and how the bills just kept coming in. Some of you can probably relate to that. The bills just kept coming in. They just keep piling up, getting higher and higher. I prayed over them and nothing happened. But then God, praise God. Hallelujah. He gave me a word, a rhema word. He gave me a golden nugget. Praise God. The Lord gave me 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. It says, "This is about the widow woman whose husband had died and how the creditors had come to take her two sons for the debt." And I'm not going to read all those verses to you, but we, most of us are familiar with how she cried out to the prophet Elijah for help and how he came to help her and wanted to know what she had in her hand, you know. And we know that she borrowed all these containers and he filled it up with oil and she paid off her debts and everything. The Lord said that the hospital was my creditor. The Lord told me some things to do, and I did them. Saints, it's very important to be obedient, to do as the Lord asks you, no matter what it sounds like. A friend had come to me for help soon after his death, on a Wednesday or a Thursday, not sure. At the time she came and asked for help, I had no idea of how I was going to survive and what I had to survive on. I did what the Lord impressed upon me to do. I loaned her the money. And shortly after that, the Lord impressed upon me the following Sunday to cancel her debt, and I did. Her debt was $500. Mine was $100,000. Mine was canceled on Monday. As I was writing this testimony, the Lord impressed upon me that it was canceled the same day. He said, "For it takes a few days for the mail to arrive." I got it on Monday, but it was canceled on Thursday. The moment I acted on the word, the moment that you act on the word is the moment that it happens. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Think about that for a second. Just how powerful His words are, what you can do if you would just act on His word. Paul said in Acts 27, he said, "I believe God, and I believe it will be just as He said." Hallelujah. We need to strive to get to this place in our faith. Saints, you will need a spirit of determination. For if you're determined enough, there are no devils in hell or person that will be able to keep you from the blessings of God or keep you from fulfilling your purpose. But you'll need to be consistent in agreeing with God and acting on His word, and you will need to obey God's word and do what it tells you to do. And for starters, you'll need to give more attention to God's word than you give to your circumstances or to what the world has to say. You can't be paying attention to what the world says. In other words, you have to make God bigger than your problem. I found myself today listening to some things about the world and what's going on, and I thought later I repented of it, and I said, Lord, here I am listening to this. I need to be focused on the things above and not on the things around me. You're going to have to press forward now and do like Paul and not look back. Philippians 3:14, Paul said, I don't look back. He said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For if you don't press forward, saints, you will end up in the same place next year, going around that same old mountain, that same old merry-go-round, like I said in Deuteronomy 2, where God told him, he said, you have run around this mountain country long enough. He said, turn northward. As I said before, north means to go higher. He wants you to soar like the eagles does above your storms. I did a message once called Soaring Above the Storm. You know, our Father does not want you going around the same old mountain, maybe working that same old job, suffering from the same pain or suffering from the same disease. God is doing a new thing, saints. If you will let go of the past things, he says in Isaiah 42, he said, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. He said, before they spring forth, I will tell you. And he wants to do a new thing in your life too. My question to you again, do you want to be in the same place next year at this time in your life, or are you willing to make the necessary changes so you can be in a different place in your spiritual life, your jobs, your relationships, etc.? And as I said before, God likens us to eagles, brothers and sisters. He wants us to soar higher. He wants you to be successful. In Isaiah 40, he said, but those that trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And let's read that same verse coming from the Amplified Bible. It says, those that wait for the Lord who expect. Are you expecting out there? Yes. Praise God, I am. He said, who expect and look for and hope in Him. They shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up to the sun. And they shall walk and not faint or become tired. We have talked about how we need to make God bigger than our problem. And the way we do this, saints, is to focus on what the Word of God has to say about what we're going through. There are scriptures on healing. There are scriptures on finances. There are scriptures on broken marriages, promotions on your job, as I said earlier. In Isaiah 40:28, he says, have you not known? And that's a question mark. Have you not heard? He said, that's a question mark. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, he says, or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Hallelujah. He said he gives power to the faint and the weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. I'll close with these words. God has a word for you today, and he's always going to back up that word. We just have to find the word and give it back to him. In Isaiah 43:26, he said, put me in remembrance, remind me of your merits. Let us plead and argue together that you may be justified and proved right. In other words, so he can plead your case with you. And that was what I was doing earlier, talking about sleeping and being my Father's beloved. I was giving him back his word. That's what I mean, that he is my beloved and he gives me sweet sleep. And so he backs his word up. So he began to give me sweet sleep. I confessed it and he gave it to me. So you understand what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say pick up the word and give it back to him. He has instructed us to speak to the mountain according to Mark 11:23. Remember, he said, whatever he saith, he's telling you to speak. He didn't say that he would speak for you. He said, you say. That you means me and you, okay? It doesn't mean God. He's also told us to call those things to be not as though they are. You'll find that in Romans 4:17. Call means to summons. This is very important. Call means to summons. So when we're calling things, we're really summoning them. We're going to have to stop summoning up those things that we don't want and begin summoning up the things that we do want. Do you agree with me on that?
Yes.
Think of it like this. Some of you have been summoned to court, perhaps to serve on the jury or be a witness. And when you got summoned, you didn't have any choice but to go. If you didn't go, they'd come and get you and lock you up. You had to go. So think of that when you're summoning up. And that is the way it is with the Word of God, brothers and sisters. When we speak God's Word and call those things that be not, we're summoning these things, the things that we're calling, we're summoning them. They have to come. He said His Word would not return unto Him void, according to Isaiah 55:11. He said they will not return without producing any effect, but accomplish that which He pleased and purposed. Praise the Lord. The same way that you summon up things that you don't want, the negative words that you speak, you also summon up the things of God by agreeing with Him. We could take a quick inventory and we could see what you've been summoning. I heard a minister friend of mine say once that he could talk with someone just a few minutes and tell what they have been planting or what you might be summoning, and I can too. I'm no different from most. I have had to speak to my share of mountains, cast out a few demons. I've had tons of opportunities to be fearful and still do. Opportunities to doubt God's word. But I pray this time next year that all of you listening will be soaring with the eagles on a higher level, for God likens you to an eagle. An eagle soars above the storm, and with God on your side, you can soar too. Praise God. You know, when this attack attacked me tonight, I wanted to sit down. I wanted to quit and say, let me do this again some other time. But we can't always quit. And things that God gives us to do don't always go smoothly. A lot of people think that if God's given you something to do, it's going to go smoothly. But that's not true. As a matter of fact, when the Lord gives you something to do, the enemy's going to fight you. You know, so don't let him scare you off just because everything don't go the way that you want it. The point is, he wants you in order to get those changes that you want in your life is to seek Him more and stay in His Word more, be more obedient, to focus more on the things above and less on the things of the world. As a matter of fact, He tells us to be babies in the things of the world, but be giants in His Word.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord, for courage. I thank you for strength. I thank you, Father, for all those that are listening online. I thank you for all those who are sitting in the congregation tonight. I pray, Father, for those that you have blessed and you've given them. Everyone has a calling on their life. Everyone is anointed to do something. Maybe they're not anointed to stand in the pulpit or to sing, but they're anointed. So, Father, I pray that they'll get off that merry-go-round that they've been on or just stop going around that same mountain, still doing the same things over and over and over, but yet everything remains the same. Nothing changes. Sometimes, Father, people wonder why nothing changes, but it's not changing because they're going around the same mountain. They've got to get off the mountain. They've got to get off the merry-go-round, and they've got to start doing the things that will bring the change. And so, Father God, I pray with all my heart that they heard this word and that they will be blessed by it and that they will remember that, and they will not stay in the same place. And this time next year, there will be changes in their lives, Lord, and they'll be given testimony to you and glorifying your name, for you, Father God, are the one that's going to bring it. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God. Against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.